I'm Lauren.
And I'm Ashley. And this, guys, is Nip Tuck Pod.
We are your girl chat. We say the things you want to hear, the things that you're thinking but you don't want to say out loud. And we're all about being strong, aspirational women who basically don't give a...
Lauren, anyway, if you want unfiltered chat, amazing beauty and product recommendations, then look no further, guys. This is the podcast where you will get all of the girly chat.
This message comes from BOF sponsor eBay. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee. And you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, or sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly. eBay gets it. So look for the blue check mark next to that thing you love. And be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to part two of Vicky Patterson, The Secret 2. We have a very special guest now, a little cameo. He's begrudgingly joined. I'm with not only the gorgeous girls, Michelle and Francesca from Written in the Stars, but I'm also with my Erkan. Hello.
How are we doing, everyone?
Nice to see you.
I just come off the toilet. And she's just
there's got to be something about his star sign being really honest, surely. Because he can't keep anything to himself. I want to know, because I really do believe in all of this, and like it brings me a real level of like reassurance when I find out we're sort of very compatible. But yeah, I want to know all about Erkan and his star sign, and I want to know if we're compatible.
Oh no.
Yes. Okay, so tell the ladies all your info.
Okay, so I am a Virgo. I was born on September 6th, 1993.
He's a baby.
Mum said to me I was born at 9 p.m. at night.
She'd remember, babe.
I think so. Yeah.
You're very loyal. Sorry.
No. You are.
And
steady.
Told you. So I can go out more often now.
Oh, yeah.
You are so full of shit.
Well, I'm booking a date with the lads.
He's on a leash. He's not lasses, I'm telling you.
In all seriousness, both of you, the one thing I would warn you in your relationship is there's such an intense passion between you that you might be tempted to control each other because you have this kind of an intensity about you. But, you know, that's the least thing because everything else here is so, so positive. Yeah. Your moon is in Taurus. Everybody needs someone with a moon in Taurus in their life because when you're emotionally loyal, it's so important to you. And you when you commit completely. And clearly you have committed and you will just love Vicky more and more and more as the time goes on. And you emotionally speak to each other. You feel each other. You give each other what you both need almost in the opposite way. Over to you, Francesca.
Yeah, well, I've got the moon in Taurus and I always say it's a Scorpio magnet. So I'm like, why do I have all these bloody Scorpios in my life? Because Scorpio's kind of intense, at a roller coaster. Taurus and Scorpio just love each other. And, you know, they are fixed signs. They're so loyal. Who is more stubborn? Is stubbornness a thing?
So, yeah, it is a real issue. And it's one thing, like, I've had to unlearn. I've always been stubborn.
We're both quite stubborn.
Yeah, you are, babes, actually. But I've always been the one in a relationship who's like, I'm not texting him. He can fuck off. You know, like, really adamant. And just actually a little bit, I suppose, actually mine verged on spiteful how stubborn I became, you know. And then I got
Scorpio.
Over Erkan. Yeah, 110%, mate. Yeah. I love me good qualities at a Scorpio, but I've got to own the bad ones as well, I suppose. So, yeah, that's me. But I got with him and I was like, Jesus Christ, I thought I was stubborn. What is this? So I've had to like, unlearn that habit a little bit because there's just no, when it comes to him, there's just no getting around it. Like, I'm always the one who has to go, are we going to fall out all night or should we just put this to one side, you know? Because he's
But you know what?
He's for it.
you feel safe, right? So you have dropped your guard a bit because you know that he's steady and that's what you needed. Yeah. There's no bullshit. There's no games. He's just steady. Yeah. So even if he's stubborn steady, you know that it's he's just there. He's earthing you. He's grounding you.
Mm. And you can trust each other. And I think that's because I have this pattern, have had it in my relationships as well. And I've got a cousin who's like really Taurus, kind of similar to Erkan. And his girlfriend is also really Taurus. And I said to them, like, when you fall out, how long do you leave it? Because it's the choice to love one another, isn't it? And maybe that's the fiery bit in you, but that's why you can have your birth chart and we all have our birth charts. But at a certain point, we decide to how to respond and how to behave. And you've both chosen to not be stubborn and to love one another. But you could, with the same horoscope, still make the same mistakes. And that's like the free will bit, isn't it, I guess?
I don't know, though, because I would say, Vicky, you've got your Venus in Sagittarius, right? Sagittarius, Venus is the way that you love, right? So it would be painful for you to be stuck in a dynamic where you're not talking, right? So your Sagittarius can reach out. Your superpower, Venus in Sagittarius, gives you the ability to reach out and also to be honest, you know, which Erkan responds to and goes, all right then. So it's a beautiful, beautiful connection.
It's so good.
It's good news.
Think it's a really good connection then?
Yeah.
I love it.
We would have put you together for sure.
Yeah.
Because you've both got that honest, open, fun bit and you've both got the stubborn, loyal, caring, deep, devoted bit.
God, Lasses, it's mad because honestly, I always say, like, I have had this really toxic habit of going for the same bloke, just like in a slightly different package. And I did it for years. And you're the one you're wonderful. And then I met Erkan and like, he's not dead loud and he's not like obnoxious and obnoxious and all those things I used to go for in blokes, thinking that I had to have this like huge personality that would be able to deal with me. He's calm and kind and like more measured. And it was mad. Like at first I just was attracted to him because he's lush. But then the more I got to know him, the more I was like, oh my God, all these qualities I didn't think I need are like speaking to me soul. And it's just been, we've gone from strength to strength and I absolutely love all the nice things you bring out in us.
I'm loving these compliments, by the way.
Do you know what made you change, Vicky? Like just out of interest, what made you like decide? Is it just because you met him and he was hot and then he was kind to you? But had something changed in you before you met him?
Oh God. So I'd been really hurt quite publicly, actually. And like we all, I think part of growing up, part of life, part of everything is getting your heart broken, unfortunately. It's just one of those like grazed knees you've got to have, like as a human being. I was desperate to sort of break that cycle of self-sabotage that I was in with my love life, picking these same really mean boys. And, you know, Erkan was just initially just so handsome. I think I saw a picture of him with these fucking top off lasses, if I'm honest. And I was like, yeah. I saw that. And we, like I say, we were on this date and he did this seemingly very innocent gesture of leaning across the table and holding my hand. Can you remember that on my first date? Yeah. He was so you probably can't remember, but it was beautiful.
Probably brave. Cocktail.
But yeah, it went from there and the more like the softer and kinder and slower and everything he was with us just encouraged.
But you wouldn't have been ready for that if you weren't ready for that, right? So everybody has their pattern. I had a pattern of always wanting to save and be the strong one and look after. That didn't get me anywhere. And my wife is the only person in my life that defends and looks after me. But the reason I met her, and I never forget, is because I suddenly went, no, I'm enough. And I'm actually just going to enjoy myself and be free within myself. Literally met her 10 minutes later. I'm not even joking.
10 minutes.
Because it was.
Exactly.
Well, maybe an hour. But this is what happens when we respect ourselves, when we suddenly go, hang on a minute, I've had enough of this, it's like magic. Because everything in life is a pattern, perpetual pattern like this. And it's when you stop the pattern, it shifts.
Yeah. Agree. Because when we both started talking, we both come out of a serious relationship. So we both wasn't ready for this, basically. So we're both coming in newly single, had a lot going on, and then it just clicked. We both said, listen, let's not rush. Let's keep it simple, have some dates. But then we just got so attached.
So fast.
Yeah.
Every date got better and better. Everything before just vanished, and we just dived in, basically.
I'm thrilled for you.
Thanks,
mate. And Michelle.
Written in the stars.
Oh, yeah, yes, written in the stars.
Get it in.
Michelle, it's so mad that you say that about your, yeah, how when you decided to actually like love yourself and give yourself the respect you deserved, like that's the place I was in, yeah. You know? I was like very much done with sort of settling for less than I deserved, trying to be this like rehabilitation centre for men. Like, yes. You know, I was so like, I wasn't fixing these fellas. Like, if anything, they were just breaking me more and more. And it was a conscious decision to stop being that, like, you know, like, I don't know, like that rehabilitation center and starting putting myself first. And that's what brought Erkan, I believe.
And that's the magic dust, right? Yeah. That is the secret. Yeah. You know, the secret is you've got to love yourself, and not in that old cliche way. If you've got to love yourself first, well, it is a cliche for a reason, but to truly just go, actually, do you know what the secret is? To go, I've had enough, actually. I've actually had enough. And then that's when the changes happen. So I am thrilled for you. It's such a beautiful connection. I mean, it's lovely to witness.
Yeah.
It's actually lush to hear it, because obviously we know, and this is so silly, but we know that we're a good match. Like, I know that we complement each other well, whether it's like the day-to-day running of the house or whether it's like our banter or even just how I think we're both helping each other reach our goals and stuff. Like, I think we're a good match. But when you hear like two experts like yourself say it, it does give me warm and fuzzies. Does it make you?
It made the right decision.
Okay. Is there any advice you can give? Go on, I'm glad he's fucked off. is there any advice you can give? Because sometimes I'm so honest and so open and want to communicate so much. And sometimes I feel like Erkan's that little bit hesitant with us. Like,
that's not you. That's not you, and that's not him. That's his chart, right? He's got Mercury. The way he communicates is very measured because Mercury's in Virgo, the Virgin, doesn't find it really difficult, right? Yes, but
she's helped me grow.
But that Taurus will give you that set. Actually, I'll tell you this, because he's got that moon in Taurus, the more he's with you, the more he'll open up. And he expresses his love in his sensuality, right? I bet he's very sensual and very affectionate. And a lover that is very,
always trying it, Michelle. Yeah.
So I think the longer it goes on, the more he'll open up. So that's the good news.
I've been together 4 years now. And it's we've been together 4 years now, and it's just, I've only just started to open up and just taking on what she says. And
he does really struggle with it.
I do struggle, yeah.
He does. And like I've said,
I sort of just keep it to myself.
And like, I don't know if it's like Turkish Cypriot upbringing, like men were strong and like, or whether it's, you know, something to do with like his sign and stuff. But
it's the Virgo.
The Virgo, yeah, it must be. Because honestly, like, I'm the polar opposite. And I've been chipping away at him, like, trying to get him to be that little bit more emotionally in tune and, like, open.
Okay. Oh, I'll give you a hack. Hack for him. Because his Venus is in Leo, right? So he loves compliments and he loves to feel good. So when you want to sort of get a Leo to open up, you have to start with the, you know, to give the affirmation. And the attention, and then they will accidentally open up. So that's your hack for the Leo in general, but Venus and Leo in this case.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
So just like massage the ego a little bit, give him everything he wants to hear.
And yeah, but it has to be authentic. But yes, if you authentically tell him the really good stuff in him and he feels that, he will be beaming out and he will reciprocate. Francesca, you got any hacks?
Yeah, well, I'm just looking and trying to think what would make him, you know, because they've got a lovely Mercury Moon connection. So you'd think they'd be a bit chatty there. So I'm like, why is he quieter? Well, the Taurus moon is quiet anyway. I've got the Taurus moon and my mum used to pick me up from school and I'd be like, will you stop? Stop talking. I'm trying to just be quiet for a minute. So yeah. There is that, like Taurus is the cow in the field. Just like, give me a minute, like. But also yeah. Saturn in Aquarius is who we are, like our backbone, who we are deep, deep, deep down. Yeah. And Aquarius, as I think we mentioned already today, is a bit more rational and in their head and a bit more kind of disconnected from emotion, more kind of wants to think things through and maybe just not that necessarily open. So it could be that, but because you're having your Saturn return around now, Erkan, you could really be changing in that sphere and become much more chatty and want to open up and feel more level about communicating, not feel that it's, I don't know, threatening or leaving you too vulnerable.
Yeah.
And that's what I think it is. Like, it's like this fear of being vulnerable, this fear of being judged, the fear of people knowing what's inside. And God, I wear my heart on my sleeve, mate. So that's never, ever been a factor in like how I act. But I've had to learn that with him. And I'm so pleased you gave me that hack because I'm definitely going to implement it when I want the truth.
Now he knows you're hacking him.
Yeah, you're so open.
So weary, you know.
No, you're handsome, you're kind, you're lovely. No.
I'm not buying it. I still think
about it. Okay, so give me some of, right, lasses, I will swear, we'll do the end of the list in a second, but give me some of Erkan's like key traits as like a Virgo.
Key traits.
He wants to do everything right? They can be critical, but they can be self-critical, okay. Right? Mm.
So,
and
what's that?
So self-critical.
That's me.
So you need to overcome that.
Decisive as well, because you can't fucking make a decision to save
life. Mars in Libra. You've both got Mars in Libra, so I would say that's a bit both of you, but yeah, Mars, Jupiter in Libra lives on the fence a bit, like, you know, peacemaker, wants to be friends with everyone.
You can't even order a takeaway, lasses.
Honestly, it takes us about an hour to order a takeaway or pick a film or pick a restaurant or pick
a I'm slightly better though. I'm slightly better.
Yeah,
tell me more. This is,
I'll just
so
say, ladies first, you got to pick, end of.
Yeah,
and I think it's also they don't like to make mistakes. Virgos don't like to make mistakes, which is what. So they want to do everything exactly right, which then sort of makes them a bit tense when they're doing something. So it's like you've got to let yourself off the hook and know that you are.
I'm trying to be a perfectionist. I don't want to make a mistake. I just don't want to get caught.
Yeah, well, in a trap, but it's like taking that leap of faith, though, Erkan.
I know, it's unhealthy
because you live in a world of possibility with the South Node in Gemini, and this like, oh, we could do this, we could do that, but it's listening to your heart a bit more and being like, okay, I could do this, 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 and this, but I want to do this, and this excites me, and then what? Going for that, like, go for what excites you instead of being like, well, this excites me. But I've heard that this is good and Vicky might want to
overanalyze.
It's like, because you're like, we've spoken about that Venus in Leo knows what it wants and is very passionate and very enthusiastic. But if you're outsourcing that to Vicky, then you're just a bit like, I don't know.
Yeah.
So Vicky, think about that, right? Think about the compliment. Yeah. Now you know him, right? You think about what big deal it was for him to take that risk to hold your hand. I mean, that was brave, because that's not his nature, right? Think about it now, how deep that was that he did that.
Oh.
I'm going to cry.
Oh, no.
Please.
He always cries, honestly.
Oh, stop. There's something about Scorpio being a big fanny in there as well, because I do always cry.
It's a water honestly, sign. So.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to do the rest of this.
Right.
I'm so happy.
Thank you, ladies.
Thank
a
you.
Pleasure.
Bye. Lovely to meet you.
And yeah, enjoy the rest of your podcast.
Bye, puppet. What are you doing, mummy? Right, lasses. I feel like I've been so greedy with this podcast and just learned all about myself and all about Erkan. But for the rest of our lovely listeners who are, you know, various different star signs, could we pick up where we left off? We've just done Virgo. What's the next one?
Libra.
Libra. Okay, talk me through some Libra traits.
Libra, like you and Erkan with your Mars in Libra, are balanced, harmonious. They're always, you know, seeing the other side of the story, hyper diplomatic. But Libra is the art of getting other people to do what you want and they thank you for it. It's like Libra is the opposite of Aries. Libra wants to get their own way as much as Aries, but instead of being like really direct about it, yeah, they're kind of around the hazard about it.
Oh, the sneakiness of Libras. I love that. Okay, so next it is Scorpio, right?
Yes.
And we know
Scorpio. Yeah, we do. Intense. And yes, they are life, death, rebirth, sex, obsession, power in a nutshell. And they casual can lean towards any of these things. That's just an everyday 24 hours in a Scorpio's life, right? But you know what? They would survive. They're survivors, which makes them sometimes not trusting, because they could see everything. So the key to being a Scorpio is to just, you know, it's as safe to trust as not trust.
And keep being reborn.
Fascinating.
Scorpio tends to have one crisis, like they complete transformation into the reality, into the depths of life and back out again.
I see myself as a bit of a survivor. So that's really interesting, you know.
And you'll always survive. That's the joy.
Mm.
Just us Scorpios and the cockroaches at the end last week. next up, Sagittarius, right?
Yes.
Okay, amazing. And that's you, isn't it, Fran?
Yeah. Yeah, okay. So open, honest, friendly truth monsters, as Michelle says. Like, there is that like foot in mouth because you're just saying everything. It's clumsy, like tripping up over things, but also verbally clumsy and you're like, oh God. but very international, likes learning, traveling, adventure, puppy dog. And you've got a lot of Sag in you, which is why you're like super open about everything.
Oh, that's nice. Because I think like, you know, Scorpio gets this reputation as really tough. And like we've said, you sort of survive a distrust and like difficult to figure out all these things. And I think, yeah, I have definitely got that side. But there is just this big dopey puppy dog side of me that like, you know, I'm just like Milo really. Like I'm trusting. I love everybody. I want everyone to have a nice time. So it's nice to know I've got a bit of that lovely softer side in us too.
Yeah, and as well, like when both of us joined this call, we were like, oh God, gotta like clean up all the mess behind us, just like get rid of it. That's really Sagittarius behavior. The Scorpio would be clinical and like no one would be able to see what behind you. But the Sagittarius in you is like,
last minute.com.
Last minute, yeah.
Okay, so definitely leaning more to a Sag than a Scorp in that sense, because I'm fucking chaos, lasses. Is that all of them? Did we do our 12?
No, we gotta go. Two
Capricorn.
More.
Capricorn is the goat up the mountain, right? They will reach their goal, come what may. They're very stubborn. They're very hardworking. I mean, super stubborn, triply times stubborn. But they'll get the job done. You can rely on them and they'll get the job done and they will never give up because they will get to the top of that mountain.
Mm-hmm.
So, me mom, again, dog with a bone or a goat with a mountain. Last getting it done. Last but no means least.
Then we got Aquarius, Pisces.
Two. Come on, hit me.
So, Aquarius is super friendly. So, in astrology, you're always looking at the sign opposite. So, Leo and Aquarius are partnered. Leo's on the stage, Aquarius is the audience. Mm-hmm. Everyone's equal. They are the people in Parliament Square, like fighting. They're activists. They care about humanity. They care about people. That said, they are very, very rational. And if you look at the symbol for Aquarius, it's the vase with the water in, kind of inspecting the water. So water symbolizes emotion. So when it comes to emotions, like, interesting. You know, there's a kind of detachment.
Right. But they allow everybody to be exactly who they are. They're non-judgmental, actually, which is great.
Yeah, that is.
Yeah, really, like the greatest showman. Everyone is who they are. That's it. Come as you are and take you at face value.
That would sounds to me like they'd make very good friends.
Yes, it's a sign of friendship, actually.
Ah, I'm getting good at this.
Yeah.
Okay, last one.
Pisces. I love Pisces. They're very emotional. They're very romantic. They're very empathetic. They're very feeling. Ooh. They can fall for illusions, though. You know, that they'll always see the good in someone, so they can be very easily tricked or trick themselves with their own fantasies. Mm. But they are sort of really the magical element Beautiful. Of the zodiac. So they can create magic easier, but they're super vulnerable. Power, I love Pisces, great.
Yeah, this is like the final sign of the zodiac. It's the culmination of everything. It's super spiritual, super magical, but like Michelle said, can fall into fantasy if we're giving everyone a bit of a hard time.
Well, you've got to see both sides of the coin, haven't you? Like, nobody's perfect. But I love that there's great signs, like there's great qualities in each and every single one. And I hope our lovely listeners took something from that, because I know I did. Lasses, I know you're so busy. I'm so grateful you've took time out of your day to chat to us. I know it was a bit chaotic, and I swear you probably won't believe us, but this has been more chaotic than it normally is. I'm normally a lot calmer.
It's because we were here.
I feel like nobody can lie to you guys as well. Does anyone get a bit nervous? Do they be like, oh, they know I'm lying. They know I'm like this all the time.
Yes.
I don't know.
With me, they do. People are always a bit scared to talk to me. Maybe that's just me.
So I'm going to let you go, but before you do, here at Fit Your Patterns and the Secret 2, we always ask our gorgeous guests to give our lovely listeners a little secret, a pearl of wisdom, if you will. And based on your fantastic new show and also everything you've, all of the amazing stuff you've told me about me and Erkan, that's really reassured me that I'm in exactly the right spot for me with the right person. I would love you to tell us what your secret is to finding your soulmate.
I would go online and get a chart and work out how that person communicates. Look at their moon, how they relate emotionally. Look at their Mercury, how they communicate. And look at their Venus, what they need in love and what they can offer in love. And it's quite easy to work out, right? And when you know that, you're not going to take things personally and you can really relate to the person. Yeah.
I think it's really interesting for a start, like maybe your advice, decide that you're not going to take any more shit. Yeah. And then you'll meet someone. And the beauty of astrology is you will have meet, if you're compatible with someone and you get on with someone, it feels like magic, you will be compatible with them. But if you're interested in the process and you want to sort of have some confirmation, understand why you connect, look at your chart and look at what's connected. A sun and moon in the same sign, so Erkan's a Virgo and you've got the moon in Virgo, that is called the cosmic marriage. That's what astrologers call that. And that is lovely. You do feel great when your moon and sun are connected. And also he's got the Taurus moon and you're a Scorpio and they're opposites, like May and November are opposite, you know, in the year. Mm-hmm. So simple things like that, being the same as someone or opposites attract, that's really good. And if you want to find your soulmate with astrology, that's kind of the basics. But also remember, because a mistake I used to make before I was a professional astrologer is don't overthink it. And if you've decided that the astrology is incompatible, but you still like them, you might be missing some astrological nuance. So go for it anyway. The astrology works, but the love is more important.
No, that's lovely, mate, isn't it? Like, sometimes you can get two in your own head, can't you? And it doesn't matter whether you're fixated on the astrology or you're fixated on where he went to school or you're fixated on, like, whether his mom likes you or not. Like, all those things are the minor details as far as I'm concerned. You know, focus on what's in front of you, how you make each other feel, and that should be all that you need to know, right?
Yeah, exactly. Hello, darling.
I've loved talking to you both today. I'm so excited to watch the show. And trust me when I say I am going to be watching it.
Yes.
Oh, can it wait, man. So when does it start?
27th of November.
27th of November. Lasses, I'll be watching. And thanks again.
Thank you so much for having us. It's been great. You popped our podcast cherry.
Oh, and I hope it wasn't too bloody chaotic and mental. This is just my life.
Hold up.
This message comes from BOF sponsor eBay. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee. And you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, or sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly. eBay gets it. So look for the blue check mark next to that thing you love and be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.